avec De Gorsberger.
The whole sermon is built on the insiders that we've learned already, except we have to add one more thing. We learned in Shin Mem Hei, Rishisurabim is 16 amos wide. However, when a Rishisurabim goes thinner, it's still a Rishisurabim. And there was a shayla there, how thin? Now here, it's quite clear that if the Rishisurabim is 4 tfochim wide, 4 tfochim, not very much, it can still be a Rishisurabim. Yeah. Maybe it's only because there's another part of the Shisrabim after the boulder on the other side. Could be. It's not clear that. But less than four Tvachim will not be a Shisrabim. From there we learn, if you have a Boyub Shisrabim, we're not learning, it's called the Kama now, it's covered or whatever. So we have a Boyub. Here's his house, here's the Shisrabim, here's the floor level. And we have a Boyub over there, and there's less than four Tvachim from there to there, which renders that not to be a Rishisurabim anymore. So therefore, if he wants to carry, that is just a Mokum Ptur. So if he wants to carry from that Rishisayochid to that Rishisayochid, there's no problem. Because he's going over a Mokum Ptur, not a problem. The minute that becomes 4 Tvachim or more, then he starts with problems. Because then he's carrying from this boil the water. We're talking about he's got a bucket, taking this boil from that Rishisayochid to that Rishisayochid through Avir Rishisarabim. See, if his window is lower than 10, and he's taking it from there to there, he's going through Avir Rishisarabim, even though it's Rishisayochid, you're not allowed to. Even if he's going from a higher boil, but he's going through Avir Rishisayochid, he's also not allowed to. The only time when he'll be allowed to is if the boil itself is higher than 10. The higher than 10. This boil is only lower than 10. If this boil is higher than 10, then even though he's going over, but Avirushusurabim only goes till 10 tfochim. If he's going from higher than 10 to his window, which is higher than 10, he's missed out the Shusurabim. So he's got no problem. He's going from there to there. And this is all only a drop balloon because I could be your day. Remember, it's all like to be yodei. The string is in his hand. But even though it's only drabonon, so also. So the only heter would be if the mechitzas haboy are higher than 10. But that is all because it's more than 4. The beginning's talking about when it's 4, less than 4. There's no shesorabim there. It's very easy. Simon Sheen and David. Din boy of ashbo shesorabim vaybe sifim. Sif aleph. Boy of shesorabim vachulia svivoy. And there's a chulia around it. That means it's got a wall around it, keeping it higher. Later says, even if it's not higher, it doesn't really matter. But if it's within 4 tvachim from Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to be malah to Rishus HaYochid, even if the ring around the boil is not 10 tvachim high, because you're always taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through a Mokum Ptur, because that will not be a Rishus HaRabim because it's less than 4 tvachim. If that boil is in the Rishus HaRabim and it's moved away slightly more, it's a full 4 tvachim away from the wall, then we say that mahalach of 4 tvachim is also Rishus HaRabim. So meila, imia, rochel abor, Rishus HaYochid, eime, male mimenu, you can't go and take something from there because you're going through ave, you take your bucket from water from there till your house, you're going through ave Rishus HaRabim. Elim kein, you can get out of it, teachul yogvoy asura, the chul is high 10, and also your window has to be higher 10. And therefore, you're not at all going through a Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim is only Teufel till 10 Tvachim. So you're going from one Rishus HaYochid through a Mokim Ptur till Rishus HaYochid. So that with the old Yisoidus we've learned, it's understandable, easy. So the Sif Aleph, V'chulia. Ha'inu karka svirus ha'boi, noisn svirus av l'hakiv k'min choyma, you make, you build up a wall around the boi. Im oimad, ha'inu ha'boi ra'atzma, b'toich, that becomes a Mokum Ptur. There's an interesting Prima Godim, which really doesn't bring it. Prima Godim speaks about, in this case, if that would be 9 Tvachim, and it would be 9 tefachim high, then that would become a rishus rabim al shrabim mekasvim, the side of the boil. And then you'll have a problem. Because you're going over that. Yeah. It's do what we said once, whether on top of 9 tefachim you have another 10 or not. Yeah. But that's what he means here. Kimishu have supposed to be one of the boil at smoy. Kimishu have supposed to be talking about a boil of coastal, loidosi barabim. Nobody will go there, I can have a mock and patur. It's not a rishus rabim. And Dalit, so you're allowed to be memale mimenu l'ushus hayochid kirish. Mois is sad, shu somach l'ushus hayochid. Ben shi oimid ben akoysel leboi rumuitzi amayim meboi umanicha b'ushus hayochid she'etzloi. Uben shi oimid bebaiz umshach shladli leboi derech habaiz umchoysuch nis lebaiz. That means you don't have to do it. If this case is less than 4, you don't have to take this water into your house. You can stand over there, if you can fit, and you can take the water onto there as well. So mokim p'tur, it's no problem. It's only 3 tvachim. That's very little. Yeah. About 3, till 4. That's it. It's less than this. Yeah. So you can either take it onto the street in between, this little thing in between, or you can put it into your house. But town because there, end of Dalit, demoitzim rishus hayochid derech mokim p'tor, or you'll put it mamash in a mokim p'tor. And therefore, afila ain't a chulia gevur asor roitz aloyma ki b'tziruf haboyu afila ocher, because the boy itself, if it wouldn't be 10 deep, then you'd have a problem with a karmelis. But it is a 10 deep altogether. It's rishus hayochid afila ocher rishus hayochid the boy b'chuliosu misalf in asor. Even if below the ground's only 5 and above the ground's also 5, it's also 10, because we have that the boy b'chuliosu on top can make it into rishus hayochid together to make it 10. And it was flat with the ground, but it had 10 underneath. It's also Rishus HaYochid. As long as it's 10 and it's not less, because then it would be a Karmelis, then you'd have a problem of it's a Drabona from a Karmelis. Now, if it's on the further than 4 away from the world, it's Mamash Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to fill from there. Afila derech haloyin. The kumetaltel mishus hayoch, mishus hayoch, derech avu mishus rabim va'afal pisha gudu biyodoy. It's still awesome. Elim kein tehei. Unless the boy is higher than 10, the oz memela had li sheshoya boy. Because the minute it's lower than 10, as you pull the dli, you'll be pulling it through avu mishus rabim. Once it's higher than 10, you'll always have to. It's very difficult for you to get lower than 10. So unless your window's lower than 10, which it mustn't be. So the window's higher than 10, so you're pulling upwards, you should miss the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, does Mela at least show you how to do it? Shasham Mokum Tov, and Kevin Malam Shasiyach Shasiyach, Derech Mokum Tov. The Vedaf Geshach Alain Gam Ken Gevah Asur Tvoche Min HaKarka, the Lero had Li Klau, the Li never went through Avar Rishus HaRabim. V'oimed, now it's a new thing. V'oimed Rishus HaRabim. Someone that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and Mishalshul Dli, B'chever L'toy Chaboy, Omek Asur Avroch HaRabo, he brings out the water, and Mamalim Maim, Umoitz Rishus HaRabim, just imagine, he's not doing, it's a bit dangerous here, because this we say is okay, it's okay if you're doing it from there to the window, but nobody should learn from that, that if somebody's standing over there on the ground, and he'll say, you know, the window, I'll do it from here. He does it from there, he's mamash taking from Rishus HaYochid down to this little space which we say now, is Rishus HaRabim, Chayev, mamash Chayev, is it a guy's? והרואים משלם משל שלי בחייב יותר בהם כמו חברה למשל שלם חייב אף תעל הדלי אין לחייבוי משום שלא הוציאה חבר מתחס יודו כשגידה לבוי he was holding the string let's say the whole time so it's always a good to be yodo so you'll never be chayev because we said if you put something into Rishus HaYochid and pull it back you can't be chayev because you're holding it the whole time but the water is fresh the water has been schlepped from the Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim הקופוים שם המים יש לחייבוי the עוק המים של Rishus HaRabim אפילו הם סובר הבוי להוי Rishus HaRabim Gam ken yeshli zor bezeh. You have to be careful. Dal kolponim isure eker. The still is for take for drabonon from a even a good biyodoy to take from lying in a kalmelis back into Rishus HaRabim. Udli atole be'etzorich. Now a new type of not the dli is on a string, but the dli is on like the picture of the well that the dli is hanging on the wood on top. So the dli is hanging there. Now here's a bit different because the dli is hanging, the dli never got, it was not noch. So dli atole is a commercial oisin lebeir shalonu lishaboy, like we take, and you let it down, then you pick it up, butole betoichaber, and then you pour it into your keli or whatever, or yafil lemal lebin haber negad aviroi, so it's in a Rishus HaYochid. Even if the water was already been shepped, so the water was really high in the dli, if you're going to take the water from the be'er, are you taking water from Mishas HaYochid, which has an anocha? If it's hanging in the air, the it hasn't got an anocha. Because even though you haven't done an akira, because it's not an akira from a solid place, it's hanging, but you've done an anocha to put it down outside. I won't do an anocha. Even to move it from on top of the be'er, you've got this dli hanging there, and you're going to move it from on top of the be'er to where you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. So you haven't done an akira because it was hanging. You haven't done an anocha because you haven't put it down anywhere here, but you've done a havora. Remember, we spoke right at the beginning, there's three things. There's akira, and havora over the rishis, and then anocha. You've done the havora. You've taken it from the boundary of the be'er, which is rishis hayochid, into rishis harabim, ken zayin, it's also osa. So he says it is. It says, mistapik. Could it's a sofik primogodim, whether it's muta or not, just to do the havora. No akira and no anocha, just to move it from there to there. From if you have a hanging thing in Rishus HaYochid, to move it into the Rishus HaRabim. So Sif Beis is a repetition of Sif Aleph, just almost the same idea. Sif Beis, Ashpo Rishus HaRabim. So Ashram means it's a rubbish dump where people keep throwing rubbish there, and very rarely it's come and collected. So therefore, by the time you're there, it's already it's the same din would be what they call tzfadeh, these big skips that have in Israel. So the big skips they have in Israel, and you're on your thing, and you want to throw it to it. Yeah. So it's the same idea. You're throwing from Rishus HaYochid onto the Rishus HaYochid.
That's a mechitza.
It's got mechitza. They have the skips.
Yeah, but you're throwing it through the air.
You're throwing it through the air, through the Mokum Torah. Yeah. So you're all right. Yeah. The Shulnoch is not talking about a skip. Shulnoch is talking about Ashba, which itself has become a mechitza, because there's so much rubbish there, it's become 10% tefachim high and full high, so it's already it's a mele, you're allowed to. Ashba, Rishus HaRabim, Shegevoy HaSor, Baruch Rabo, Imish HaRabim, Mutzalizuik Lam, Rishus HaYochid, HaKorev Lam. You're allowed to throw on it, only if it's a HaRabim, because if it's a HaRabim, they seem to have left it there. Council, just leave it there. If it's Shalyochid, a private Ashba, then we're always frightened. Even now, it's Taka, the full size, which is Shalyochid, 10 high, 4 by 4. But one day, he's going to take it away, and then you'll carry on throwing into it, and it won't be the same height. So it'll be a Karmelis, or it'll be a Shalyochid, how it goes to lower than 3, it'll be a Karmelis. So that's why the Aloha is Shalyochid, you're allowed to, because we know it's a public place, which will always be the full height. Maybe they'll take off the top of it, but they'll leave it the full height. A Shalyochid one, they won't leave. Now, when you throw, you might miss, and if you miss, you might miss. If you miss, what will you do? Like we had before, if you miss, then you come and you'll pick it up and you'll take it back. But you're not bothered. It's rubbish. And then you'll come and carry it to make sure it gets into the rubbish. Only what were you throwing on Dvoim Musim? And if it misses, it misses. Or if it rolls down out of it, you're not going to say, oi vai, it's gone away from the Ashba after we keep it and tidy, I have to put it back. You'll leave it and finish, you won't care. Why? Because it might not be. One day it won't be the full size. Every so often the Yochid takes away his Ashba. You'll still go there. It'll become like a Rishus HaRabim. You won't look. You're so used to throwing out of your window onto it, and you won't be there anymore. Ashba Rishus HaRabim. It'll be there, but it'll be lower, so it won't be a Rishus HaRabim. Ashba Rishus HaRabim. V'imemedes bekarmelis ayin primogodim. That means, in my medes bekarmelis, it's just as good. You've got your Rishus HaYochid there, and you're throwing onto it. What should be wrong? Just because it's in a karmelis. Now, the primogodim declared in the second case of the Mechaber. Second case of the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to if it's Rishus HaYochid, even though You're not allowed to if it's a yochid, if it belongs to a private person, even though now it is a rishus yochid. Because maybe one day you'll come to be lower in a karmelis, so the b'rim gadol, actually we're not choshish for that. That maybe one day. It's only a drabbonon, even if it will be lower, so maybe we're not choshish. Now the fact is, it is rishus yochid, it's going from rishus yochid, you're allowed to, you don't have to be worried, tomorrow it will be lower. That's the sufik of b'rim gadol. Even if the ashba is 4 tefachim away, but like we said before, you're higher than 10. On condition, which we allow. It's not korov, it has to be at least, it can even, I mean, it doesn't have to be korov, it can be 4 tefachim. Bola afukem ashba gruchim, which is a yochid, shlo yizu kala ashba sh'ol lipel b'shisar rabim. See, this is a new gzeirah that the Mishnah Berurah makes, that why did the Mechaba have to say korov? Because if it wouldn't be korov, then it's so likely you'll miss, better not to do it. A korov la, v'ein tzorach eruv. Oh, Shabbos got a new shali, he's korov from shisar yochid, and you haven't got eruv. But Mishabuya says he holds you don't need an eruv. Why don't you need an eruv? Because the ashba doesn't belong to anybody. The ashba hasn't got any. Nobody lives there, so you don't need an eruv to a place where nobody lives. Kevin Shaimba diurin. What do you throw? Things that you don't need. And if it will fall into Rishus HaRabim, you won't pick it up and put it back into the Ashba Rishus HaYochid. Who cares? Leave it there. If there was a Yochid, it belongs to a Yochid, we're frightened that you'll continue to throw it there like you used to. It becomes a public tip and it always has the size of 10 tefachim high. It's interesting because if they clean it out, they'll also. So it's a public tip. Either it goes and goes forever, or they still keep the bottom slice of it, the 10 tefachim high. So it's always just a yochid. Learn tigvah so tefachim. Shakolayim machine is revs lem shavaloi techs agav. It'll never go less.